Seeing you on there, and we are live. Hello, grasshoppers, greetings. You know, it's time to hold on to your goggles, and it's time to kind of get blown away by my guest today. My guest and I met, I'm sure it was some kind of a networking experience, my friend. And it was one of those where you just know you're kind of lined up with somebody. We've had several discussions since then. And what impresses me is that her integrity is absolutely 100% intact. This woman, if she said, go do this, I would go do that thing. She was talking me into Japanese persimmons not 5 minutes ago. Okay. So you're going to want to hear what she has to say, especially if you've wondered about pricing, charging what you're worth, how much, how little, discounts, no discounts. Let's just talk about all of this. First of all, give me the intro. Give me everything, Shella. Who are you?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm so glad we're doing this. The intro is that, you know, I know, please hang in with me. It's that we tend to do what I experienced as a child, and I don't want other women to experience. And for me, it was, I did not feel that my voice mattered or my opinion counted, right? Until the adults found out that I was good with money at 9 years old. Everything shifted because now there's this clever little child that can go into the money jar and get money to go out to the farmer's market and get whatever's on this list. I knew at 9 how much money I needed to get in order to whatever the list was, right? And so then I started, right? It was like, oh my God, I found my magic. So that's when it started for me. And money, it's something that just made sense for me. And I was so passionate about it. I went out and I published my first book because I thought, you know what? I'm going to go out and empower high school students. Why wait until they're adults? Let me get them now before they make all the credit card mistakes and the interest rates mistakes and the mortgage mistakes. Unfortunately, you know, that hasn't quite turned out yet. But what I said was doing these workshops, as I was doing the workshops, then I was invited to go do the workshops for women. And these were women in transition. These are women, some women were, they married money, but after the divorce, they ended up, you know, on the streets. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They ended up on the streets. So now they're in these homes where they're in transition. They have to learn a skill, you know, and one of the things that I went in and we talked about money. So those were my first workshops, and the workshops were amazing. But that's when I found out that they needed some more accountability. So that's when the Diamond Method coaching program was born, because I'm able to give them the tools that they need over not just a workshop, but over a period of time so that they're able to. And you said, OK, what does that have to do with money? Because money, it's an inner game, folks. Money is how we feel about money. Money is whatever money drama we experience. Once we identify and release that, we're open to receiving. I like to think of it as, you know, putting your intuition and money together. They go hand in hand. When you begin to trust the intuition, the money shows up in so many different ways. That's the longest intro I have ever done.
Well, we're proud to have the longest intro you have ever done. Isn't that interesting? Because that is, I mean, we're just taught the opposite about money. We're just taught the opposite about it. And so much of our framework, as we look at it, has been built by people who have a lot more money than we do. Isn't that interesting? But yeah, I mean, I've had money phobia for so long. You know, I've definitely got some hitches in my giddy up. And so, you know, that's kind of how you found this work. What are the victories, you know, some of the victories that you and your clients have experienced because of a different framework for looking at money?
Yeah, you know, and it's never looks the same, of course, because everybody's individual. But, you know, one of my favorite, and this was really recent, is this gal, whenever she went to go ask for money, and we're talking a couple of dollars to go to the down the street, or the ice cream truck was coming. You know, I mean, we're just talking, you know, small money. We're not talking, you know, thousands of dollars. But every time she went to her parents not only yelled at each other, but they yelled at her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So just imagine that, right? So now she's being that. So now she has done so many training. She has so many certifications. And now she has a coaching practice. Well, guess what happens when she gets ready to go ask for the money? Guess what happens when she gets ready to ask for the sale? And the mm-hmm. investment to work with me, all she was flashing is those. She went back to, ooh, every time I asked for money, there was a lot of yelling and screaming. And I know it may not, but for her, connecting the dots and knowing that that's what her body was saying to her. Mm-hmm. Every time you ask for money, you're going to get yelled. There's going to be a huge argument in the house, you know, whatever. So even connecting those dots to me, right? So it doesn't always look like, oh, you had a horrible money experience, because we don't know as children what that looks like. But for her, being able to do that, and then after she, just a matter of connecting the dots. All right, if you're saying, okay, so how do you connect the dots? Very simple. We're not going to leave you hanging, because I want you to be able to have the tools. For her, is simply identifying and writing out. A huge, huge, huge pen to paper. Write out whatever the situation was. And also the fact that she was an innocent bystander in the event.
Righty.
But this was the adults. Right? And so having compassion for the adults, because that was their limiting beliefs. That was their money drama. But she, you know, took that on. So identifying, releasing, acknowledges this is not me. And part one, part two is writing a letter to money. Because when you write a letter to money, you're inviting money to come back into your life. So if you're out there, if you're watching, listening, if you write a letter and you get money faster than 2 hours, because right now my record is 2 hours for somebody that did this. I was at a mastermind. They wrote the letters. And then before they did it, they sent me a message on Facebook. They received money, right? Because it's simply connecting. You're connecting the dots from whatever drama that was. So whether it was you were asking for money, whether you heard we can't afford it, we don't have money for that, you know, only the rich people do that. That's also really good, right? Because if you heard, okay, the rich people do that. Okay, so if you're wanting to be wealthy and if you want to accumulate money, but you don't want to be like that image that was painted for you, because those people, whatever they said, doesn't matter, right? So your body's going to fight you. So you're not going to achieve the wealth that you desire, because internally you're going against. Right. So simple identifying, writing a letter, compassion for the adults, and then write a letter for money. Tell money that you want it back into your life. And I know that sounds silly, but I got to tell you, take 30 minutes, maybe do that 3 times. What do you have to lose? What if this is the one thing that's going to shift? I like to think of this as shifting your money relationship so that you're open to receiving, period.
And the mechanism of that, right? Like, you know, that's kind of the concept behind it, but the mechanism behind it is that now when I, you know, am sitting across from somebody and they say, how much is it to work with you? I don't go, okay, here we go internally. I don't go like one of my clients once told me that asking, you know, like starting a sales conversation is like walking with somebody arm in arm down a beach Everything is beautiful. The sun is setting. And then it comes to ask for the money. And it's like you're standing on the edge of a diving board. And you can't even see the water. It's so far. And you have to ask them to step off with you. You know, and so like that's what happens. When it happens internally, it shows. And that's, you can't make that not show on your face and in your voice.
And in your, in energetically, right? Even if you get really good and you practice this energetically. So we're going to give a solution for that. So let us say if this is all about how can we charge value? How can you increase your fees? Let's say that you've been told your fees are too low. You know, you need to increase your fees. I'm going to ask you to, there's a lot of different ways of doing it. Let us just say, and I like simple numbers. Let's say that your current package is $1,500. Great. You're going to, and then you said, okay, you know what? If I increased it by $500, that would be great. There is no wrong way to do this, okay? So let's say it's $2,000. You're going to go out and you're going to have 10 practice calls. We're not looking to enroll anybody. Absolutely not. But this cannot be any of your current clients and it cannot be friends. They don't count for this exercise. So you go to some networking events, you have these conversations. You know, this is what I do, this is what it helps, and the investment is. So you're going to do that 10 times. Not looking to enroll anybody. We're looking for your mind, your heart, and your body to become in alignment with that price. Something is going to happen between the fifth and seventh call. Right? That's why I like 10. Because by 10, you own that price.
Right? Yeah, baby. Stamp it into stone. It's yours. Yeah.
Right? It's like there's no way. Even if 3 people offered me less than that, I will not take it. Right? That's how strong you feel. And so the 10 conversations, practice, 2,000. But then what's going to happen is like, oh no, 2,000? That's just not enough. And your body is going to guide you. It's like trusting your intuition, right? It, yes, it's going, the first 3 calls, your whole body is going, you know what I mean? Like the butterflies, you know what I mean? It's like you're doing something new. This is a new skill set. This is riding the bike. The first 5 calls, you still have your training wheels on. The 6th and to the 10th call, you take the, right? It's okay. We're not looking to enroll anybody. We're looking to practice that for us. And that's how you're going to get your pricing to the next level. But that's how you're going to say, I own this price. The one client that I had, all my clients go through this exercise, folks. I've tested this. The one client, she's in the UK. She did this. And this was a couple of years ago. But God, just I can still hear. So she did this 10 practice calls. She enrolled 2 new clients, and her package was $4,500. So she was very happy, right? Because those were the easiest enrollments she's ever had. There was no nervousness. There was nothing. You're planting seeds, and yes, some of them are going to blossom instantly. All you're doing is looking for that 10 calls where you get to practice calls with a higher fee. And, you know, by the time you get to the fifth, if you know, maybe 2,000 doesn't quite, you're not quite there yet. Finish to the 10th and then do another price point. Let's say that, you know, that didn't, after the 10th call, it didn't work out. Great. Do 1,700, do 1,800, do 2,100, right? It doesn't matter. It's just about practicing owning it.
Yeah.
And that's it. How you show up. You said it, right? Because you're asking that person to jump off that, and they don't like heights. That's me. I don't. Don't say, can't get me up there anyways. But it's that practice so that you're not jumping, asking them to jump off the diving board. You're simply continuing along the walk and knowing. Because let us be honest, how many clients do we really want to work with?
Right.
Right?
Yes, that is everything. Please clarify.
Right. So we you know, the other mistake that I believe we make is we focus on the nose. I'm going to be honest. In 2024, I am looking to have 105 women go through my group program. So I'm very, that could be less, that could be more, but that's what the numbers are right now. But I'm very focused on, okay, where are 105 women ready to enroll into my group program? I'm not concentrating on all the ones that are not ready. I'm not concentrating where they think this is too expensive or the what. No. 105, right? Very focused. This is really getting to know your numbers. No matter where your price point is, no matter what your financial goals are, is how many clients do you really need? And focusing on, ooh, maybe you need 50, maybe it's 55. I know somebody who's 55. That's what's their number. Their programs, you know, are a bit higher at the price point. But how many clients do you really need? And focus. And celebrate. I cannot say that enough. You enroll one client. Celebrate. And I don't mean go out and do a shopping. I don't mean the retail therapy, right? But what are you going to do to celebrate? I don't watch a lot of movies, but when I enroll new clients, I like to treat myself to a movie. That's one of the things that I do. Sometimes I turn off my phone for 48 hours. That's another thing I, you know what I mean? So what is that one thing that you're looking to do after you enroll your clients? But celebrate. Every single one of my clients getting her car washed, that's what she did. Going out and buying a nice bottle of wine, that's what they did, right? So it doesn't matter. It's what are you going to do to celebrate so that you're remembering, oh, this is, right? It's the celebration. So celebrate. You can never celebrate.
It's just creating a new muscle memory, something to replace what has formerly been there.
That's gold. Exactly what you're doing. You're right. You're having that connection to your mind versus my client when she got yelled at. Now she's replacing that with, oh, I'm treating myself. I'm celebrating. This is what I'm choosing to do. Yeah. So you're replacing that. Exactly. Yeah. You're building a new muscle.
Beautiful. Well, and we, many of us have a new set to build, but I think one of the things that you just said really caught my ear, and I kind of want to go back to it. It's that what I heard was, if I'm not 100% behind my price and my value to you, people are going to see it and they're going to hear it, whether I'm trying to express it or not, even if I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Even if I'm trying to pretend. And so, like, can you talk about that a little bit? Because, you know, we talked about a couple of ways to get 100% behind that price, that practice, those 10 practice calls. People, remember this, 10 practice calls. Okay. Remember this. Is there any sort of other types of things that you need to do to get to know your own value?
That is huge. You must have heard me talk before. And I don't think you did. RJ, have you been stalking me a little? So,
well, yeah.
No, that is key.
Who wouldn't?
That is key. And one of the ways we're going to do that, and this is crucial, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing what you're doing. This also applies for somebody that's maybe been doing it part-time. This is somebody that's about to launch a business. This applies to everybody, no matter you've been 5 months or you've been 5 years. And that is to make a list. Remember, pen to paper, we have to have it. Make a list. It's going to be actually three lists, so get ready. The first list is going to be, what are the people saying to you after they work with you? Okay. Specifically, listen to what they say. What words are they using after they work with you? And this could also be the people that, you know, you were practicing. So these are the people that maybe paid you very little, or maybe they didn't pay you at all. It all counts. What did they say after they worked with you? What are some of the words that they're using to do that? Two, what are the benefits? What's their transformation? So we have the words that they use, and that's going to be good for marketing. But what are the benefits? Were you able to save them time? Were they, you were able to save them money? Did you get them to be more organized? Did you help them lose 20 pounds? What were the benefits? So this is more of a combined effort, right? Not just with the words, but what were the benefits for them doing that? And so what's important about that, and the third list is going to be, how is their life better? How did their life improve? Again, this is from you, from the outsiders looking in. The words are good because then you're going to be able to go out and use the words that they use with you to go out and market. But now you have these three lists, okay? And when you, especially my favorite one is the benefits. What's the transformation? What's the benefits, right? It doesn't matter. Look at whichever list you want to look at. When you see this list of things that people are experiencing after they work with you versus the price, the investment to work with you, there's going, I see, I hear an aha moment. I see it. Mm-hmm. I see it. It's going to be a misalignment. That's going to help you elevate and increase your price, just that alone. Again, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, because if you're doing something, this is, you already been helping people, even if they didn't pay you. But when you see this list, one of my clients, the list was over 100. Now, they've been in business for over 10 years. So the list was, right? But this is a list of 100. When they looked at that list and I was like, oh, and my fee is, that instantly your body was like, oh no, we have got to increase our fees. It's just a matter of how much. But those lists are incredible. Because it, black and white, you cannot deny, because we forget what clients actually say. And some, you know, let's face it, we're with the networking and the thing, we forget. But if you make a list and keep it an ongoing list, that's going to make it a lot easier for you when I'm in front of the client and you have that list. Let's say we're on Zoom and you have this list in front of you of the list. Makes it a lot easier for your body to say, yep, the investment to work with me is, there you go. Works every time.
You know, I just think that's a biggie. Because I've been around the block a couple of times, and I've talked to a lot of people who claim to be able to work with people on their pricing. But here's what they do. The first thing they say is increase your price. It doesn't matter what your price is. Just increase it. Like that's the magic mojo. But you're like, oh, let's do some inner work here. You know what I mean? Like, it may not be increase. It may be change how you're packaging things so you're working less. You know what I mean? There are a lot of buttons to push. So I encourage you out there, if you find people who are, you know, kind of working with you on money stuff and they seem to be working from a formula that somebody else wrote, come and find my friend. Do you have details? You have a link? You have a something I can type into?
We have LinkedIn. We have LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. One of my pillars is LinkedIn. So that's one of the things that I teach my clients to do. And I got to tell you that go out and increase your price does work for a small percentage of people. Yeah. It does. You know, your A personalities, you tell them to go do something, they're going to go out and take action. Which is great. So I'm not saying it doesn't work. It absolutely works. Where sometimes your personality is not that and you haven't done the inner work, it creates a lot of frustration. It creates a lot of overwhelm. But that formula, because I happen to know somebody and he is really phenomenal at what he does. And he does just that. But for him, it's more of a formula. Okay, you know, this is what you're thinking. And he works more with people that are like at your under $50. So increasing $50 to $55, it's, you know, I mean, it's a doable shift. But the formula of go out and increase your price, it will work for some folks. But if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling overwhelmed, we need to take a step back first, and we need to deal with the drama, right?
Yeah.
We got it. Because that's what I said, you know, I help you increase your money meter. So where if your money meter is a golf, we can get, it's the steps, right? It's a golf, then we go to a baseball, then we go to this, and then we end up with a basketball. But it's the step, and it doesn't have to take years. I don't believe in that either, right? We can get there very quickly. But it's, if you're at a golf size and somebody tells you increase your price to a basketball, it's not going to work because your body is not going to be in alignment. There's going to be too many. Think of it as your body is having five trains going in five different directions. You're not going to come across people across the Zoom or across whatever you happen to be at. They're not going to believe it. Energetically, even if you said all the right words, they're not going to believe it because there's too many shakiness happening in your voice for them to believe that, right? So it's just the steps, and it doesn't have to be painful, and it doesn't have to take years, right? It just put in the system in place. But I do appreciate you sharing that because it does work. I cannot wait for your listeners. You know, if you go out and do the letters, we want to hear from you. Find me on LinkedIn and say, okay, I got money within 1 hour. I would love to be able to do that. Or I enrolled 3 clients during my 10 practice calls because right now the record of 2, right? So I'm looking for somebody to do 3. It'd be awesome if you did 5, but let's go out and practice.
I love that a lot because it, you know, the first time I was at this event and we were asked to not write a letter to money, but we all had a partner and we were, okay, one partner pretends that they are money and the other partner pretends they're talking to money. And I thought, this is the stupidest thing I've had to do in front of other people and I hate it. I did it because, you know, I try to follow rules when I'm in somebody else's space. You know what I'm saying? So I did it, but I did not believe in it at all. And then, you know, and a lot of things happened at that event. I was told to increase my prices. I did have to do it incrementally because what they told me I thought was astounding, and I couldn't do it. I mean, there was a lot of things that happened in that next year, but by the time I went to that event, and it was 6 months later, I went to that event again and we were doing that conversation. I was looking forward to it. No, you could not have told me, 6 months prior that I would look forward to that part in the day because now it was like, oh, I see. And it's not, you know, it's not as if money isn't kind of a real entity in our heads, you know, and it's not like our self-worth isn't an entity that lives inside our heads. I mean, and so personifying that, writing that stuff a letter, doing the inner work, if you don't, you're scattering seeds on a parking lot, hoping something's going to grow. Okay, maybe a weed would grow, but you're not going to get anything that is going to, you know, is going to be good for you. You have to be able to prepare the ground a little bit, and you walk people right through that. Now, you said you were doing a little workshop coming up. What was that?
I am right now, and I don't use this word lightly, but I am just loving the LinkedIn audio room. I really do. I have been, because you to actually have somebody come on stage and ask questions. So right now I do have audio rooms so you can see on my profile. And then there is going to be a super workshop where we're going to just do that. We're going to workshop your pricing. I'm going to walk you through the steps so that we are doing your 10 practice calls during the workshop.
Nice.
It's going to... It's right. I want you to walk out It doesn't mean you don't have to go out and do it again, but now you're getting your PhD on doing this calls. So I'm going to walk you through, you know, elementary all the way to PhD. Okay, so maybe college. So you're going to walk away with your college degree after this workshop because you're going to own it, right? We're just going to work it out. It's going to be, you know, 10 people maximum because I want everybody to get and to practice so that you're able to go out and speed up the process. If I had to do anything, this workshop is going to help you speed up the process. We're going to let go of all those butterflies.
Yeah.
We're going to connect the dots, right? So that's always going to be a super mini workshop, right? We're just going to get down, no fluff, get to the point. What is your package? Have some practice and then go out on your way. And let's face it, make some money. I should call this my cash infusion workshop, but that's going to be too long. But
yeah. Well, let me think about that name. I'll come up with some.
Right? Especially now you got a chance. So yeah, but audio rooms, to me, it's a great way to do market research because people are asking you questions, right? They're already asking you questions. So how are your services an answer to the questions that are being asked, right? That's the other thing, you know, and this is recent and totally, totally transparent. So I've always had this program and I've always had five pillars, but it was not until recent that I actually created one of the pillars and it's being promoted as a standalone program. I've never done that before, right? But I saw a huge need. So when people are coming into your room and they're asking you questions, don't think, okay, they're not a fit for my program. Okay, so what do they need and how can your program, can you slice, cut, how can you do this program so you can do a mini program to answer their pain, for you to be the solution to that?
Yeah.
Right? Start thinking, right? Because look, this is taking me a long time. So, but it was like, oh, and okay. So I had over 500 10-minute conversations for the light bulb to be on. So I've already done the work for the light bulb to go on, like, oh, I keep hearing the same thing over again. What do I have? What can I put together to solve that problem? 500 10-minute conversations, folks. It just took a while. And so I'm bringing you the solution already. When people are asking you questions in your audio rooms or in LinkedIn Lives or your networking events, it doesn't matter. What part of your program can you present as a solution to what the questions are? And it could be just a smaller portion of what you do.
Yeah.
Very powerful, though.
Well, and I do want to ask you a question. I mean, this is the epic engagement adventure. And so I always ask my guests, how do you get and keep your audiences engaged? I don't know much about LinkedIn audio. Can you talk to me about getting people engaged and keeping them engaged with an audio only event?
Oh my God. Yes. This has been around. I said this recording has been around for over a year. But think of you being in the room and you have those nice, comfortable seats and you're on stage and you do your quick 10-minute presentation. Then you ask the audience for questions. Who has questions? Now, at the beginning, you do need to plant a couple of people in the audience.
Yeah.
Okay. So we all know that. Yeah. So have some support team, right? So I was very fortunate in not only people keep showing up, but just the fact that they're there. So, and they ask questions, right? The topic. So the topic for one of my topics was how to use LinkedIn and OWL to grow your business. So I gave them a 10-minute presentation, gave them all of the benefits and all, and then people were asking questions. So now you know, what are the questions? Now I've been in other many other audio rooms. And now I know which ones to stay away from, right? So for me, learning to tell the story is not for me, right? That's just not my audience. That's not right. But find the rooms, find the events. So you bring people who has questions. There's also a way for them to react. So how many of you are going to go out and take action? Ask them to react at the bottom. So that's one of the ways you're asking them to be engaged, right? Yeah. Who's your first time here? How, you know, whatever questions. And yes, they can't talk to you yet, but they're reacting to your comments. So let me give you a secret. You got to do this from your phone. As you get people to react, take a screenshot. Because now you know who are the people that are active in your audio room. And then ask, who has a question? Once they have the questions, you bring them on stage, just like you would be in an actual event. And then you have, right now, you can have 16 people on stage with you. Now, if you're a beginner, I would not recommend that, because if people don't know how to do the mute, I probably wouldn't recommend that. But imagine, let's imagine that we have 16 people on and we're doing round table.
Righty.
Right. So there's so many different ways you can use audio rooms, because it's asking the questions. A person that's asking the questions. So Chella, what are the steps to increase your fees? Well, Chella, how do I run a audio room? Let me share that, because right. So it's a lot of different ways. All you need to go and do is set up an event. Just imagine you set up an event. It gives you the option. It's a drop down menu, and you do audio room, and you're rocking and rolling. Give a brief description, and then you can invite people.
Yeah,
you can only invite your connections. You cannot. You have to be connected in order for you to invite. But you know what's why? Can you tell I'm a little bit passionate about this? What yeah. I love about this. Let's just say that RJ said, "Oh, I'm going to go to this Chella event thingy." Now I'm in front of her audience. The people that like her and appreciate it, they're like, "Ooh, RJ is going to go to that. Well, maybe I need to go to that." Right. So now I'm getting other people into my room that I'm not connected with. So you don't have to be connected to somebody to attend the room, but you do need to be connected in order to invite people to your room.
Okay. And this is just for clarification. This is on LinkedIn. This is LinkedIn audio rooms.
This is LinkedIn audio. It's a drop down on your events, and set it up in advance. You can do, you know, to me, it's setting it up so that it gives you a time to promote it, right? Have a few people that are going to show up so that you can have some dialogue, you know, just plant the seeds, bribe. Now people want to be there to support you, right? Yeah. They just are. They want to support you. They want to be there for you. And also they may learn something. There's at least three. All of these are my peeps from Australia. And I say this because it happens, for instance, Thursday night for us, which is their Friday morning. So there's quite the three that I've been attending where there's just straight out networking, right? So you don't even need to teach. Like I said, you know what? I'm bringing my community together. Let's network together. So you bring them up. You give everybody a chance to say 30 seconds or less. And then based on that, you can connect with that person right from that audio room. LinkedIn makes it very easy for you to connect with the people in that room. You can connect with them. You can send them. You can send them a message. There's three little... I do believe somebody's going to be doing an audio room.
Yeah, a little
make
bit.
Make it so easy, because you're on the phone. You click on the profile. You can see their description because it takes you right on there. You can send them a connect request. You can send them a message. So what I like to do, because, you know, so anytime I see people that I know in the room, I send them a quick message right from in there. It's like, oh, it's great to see you at, you know, RJ's room. Oh, it's great to see you at, send them a quick note, because now, you know, you're continuing to build those relationships. So that's another way. It's right from that one little screen, you're able to do it. Highly, highly recommend you use your phone. You are able to use your computer. Do not recommend it. We don't have time to go into the why not. Trust me. Use your phone.
Well, yeah, I think the other thing that's fascinating about that is that, you know, I used to do Clubhouse, and one of the things I loved was I could hang out on the couch petting the dog and put the phone on my chest so that people could hear me, and nobody knew the difference. I mean, do you find that people are a little bit more free, a little bit more able to be themselves when it's just an audio format?
Absolutely. Similar to Clubhouse. I'm glad you brought that up. So think, in my opinion, because I was in Clubhouse, we used to host, there was three ladies, we used to host rooms to help people create their 30-second pitch. Mm-hmm. We did a phenomenal job. I mean, we were rock stars. Because
clearly. Chella, come on.
So think Clubhouse, if you're familiar with Clubhouse, times 10. Because, because now you're creating the event, right? And now you're inviting people. And if Susie says, "Ooh, this looks interesting, I'm going to attend," you're not connected to her, but now her audience is able to see your events, right? And it shows up as a post. So now if people come to your profile, they're going to be able to see that you have this event happening. Two, on the event itself, on the event page, you're going to be able to see how many people you invited, how many people showed interest. Mm-hmm. Right from that event page, it's going to tell you all these people showed interest. You're able to send them a quick message. "Ooh, I see that you're interested, blah, blah, blah. I look forward to seeing you."
Yeah.
Right? So to me, that's why it's, because it's there, people can sign up, and then you are able to see who's shown interest and follow up with them.
Yeah. Well, I hold all of my events on LinkedIn because of that very reason. I just haven't done audio before. But yeah, I'm absolutely hitting people up the day or two before going, "Hey, did you have any particular questions that you wanted answered during the event?" You know, I'm like, start the conversation early. Why are we waiting? You know what I mean? Like, so it's really, I'm going to dig into that and see what's going on there.
If you're already doing events, and I'm going to say for you, because I believe in putting you on the bus and taking you. Now, I don't believe in throwing you under the bus, but I do believe in putting you on the bus and we're going to go for a ride. Is for you, what if you just come out and say, you know, just what questions do you have? If you do, you know, host a poll, what questions do you have around whatever? And that's the topic that you're going to put out for your audio event.
Yeah.
So the audio, basically what you're doing, but you're doing it more publicly. So now people are telling you, "Oh, we want to know more about this." But yeah. Then what if you just bring people together and say, you know, "Come together, let's network."
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It doesn't need to be, you know, because then you don't need really to prepare. You can see who's attending, who's interested, continue the conversations. But you can just come in and say, you know what, and these three events that I go to, like I said, that's the whole purpose, is networking in a different way, is what they say.
Yeah.
Right. So there's no pitching. This is what I do. And then it turns into a really conversation. Mm-hmm. What other networking events do you go to? You know, how are you getting clients? So it turns into a lot more than that, but nothing really was planned. So that's what I like. I did end up talking about audio, even though we were already in the audio room. The two hosts that, you know, this, we're new at this, so they brought me on stage, and of course, I did give a little training.
Of course, yes.
But no, it's a great way to market research. It's a great way to have a conversation. And like you said, you know, you don't need to be camera ready. So people tend to be a little bit more open,
yeah,
about what they ask, right? Because there's we're taking away, "Ooh, what are they going to think of me?" Well, they can't see you. We don't know what you look like. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We could go on all day and in fact have on occasion. But was probably time to wrap it up, but I urge you all to go to Chella's page on LinkedIn, because that's where your events are. That's where your audio stuff is. Also that super workshop that you are going to be, holy moly. Listen, just connect with this lady, especially if you have a hard time around your pricing. If you hear the word pricing and a rock begins to form in your gut, call Chella. If you start thinking about pricing and your blood pressure elevates, it's time to talk to Chella. If you know you need to do some work around money, I know somebody. Why don't you just, you know, hit up on Chella's page, get to know her, connect with her. It's time. You know, we're all doing our end of year stuff, right? We're all looking at our stuff and going, well, coulda, shoulda, woulda, or you're going, yay, that was an awesome thing. Or maybe you're doing, you know, a combination of those two things. But time to look back and look forward. Get another set of eyes on there. Get another set of eyes and make them be Chella's, because she knows how to guide people through this process. I cannot thank you enough for being here today with us.
It's been so much fun. It's been a pleasure. And definitely highly recommend. Listen, if you're going to hang out with anybody, this is it. Create that community where you know people are going to support you. People have your best interest at heart, and people are going to tell other people about your services. That's what this is all about.
It really is. Stop the mass marketing crazy. Let's recommend our friends. Let's get interested in other people's progress besides our own. Let's move forward together. I know that's what you're all about, because just because I know you. So, those were some lovely words of wisdom. We're going to wrap with those. Thank you all for coming. If you're watching on the replay, thank you for watching on the replay. You know, it's that time of year again. Look out for yourself. Look out for each other. And I will see you same bot time, same bot channel next week. Say goodbye, Chella.